At Passmore Elementary, it's time for a reading lesson in Rosa Jonas's second grade class.
La reina puso un guisante debajo de 20 colchones. Mira cuántos colchones?
20.
Some of her students are native English speakers, most native Spanish. This is a dual language class. The goal is to help all the students become bilingual and biliterate by learning from the teacher and each other.
It's like today it will be Spanish reading. Tomorrow it will be English reading. So we just continue. So if they didn't catch it today, they will catch it tomorrow. So that's why we try to make the connections between the 2 days.
They also use that pattern with math and science. It's not just learning both languages, it's learning how to learn in both languages.
Yeah. Sometimes I need help how to spell words in Spanish.
Yeah, me too. I learned things like the numbers and the letters and...
And a few other things. Many researchers agree. Dual language programs are effective. Among them is Howard Smith, professor of bilingual studies at UTSA. He says language education is a highly political issue, that many educated folks have always seen bilingualism as a sign of being well-bred. So, while public dual language programs are growing nationwide, Smith says that's largely at the request of white middle-class families. The plus side is Hispanic students can benefit.
Here in Texas, we have some problems, but we are recognizing the rights of children to have access to education, and the bilingual programs and dual language programs in specific are helping that to be achieved.
While school districts are federally required to provide an option for English learners, they aren't told which one. The advantage of dual language is that, unlike other models, it also cultivates Spanish skills.
And so when we see so many low economic families being denied bilingualism with the excuse that you have to learn English, English only, etc. But then you have these same students who are told, forget Spanish. They reach high school, and the high school counselor says, you know, if you want to get into college, you need 3 years of a foreign language. Then you have kids named Gonzalez and Suarez who fail Spanish 1 in high school because they are successful products of the system.
That's why Smith says there should be more dual language programs, and they should continue through high school, which only one San Antonio district does. But he says there's a lack of infrastructure. For programs to grow, every district would need way more bilingual teachers and language materials. Noelia Benson is Northside ISD's Director of Bilingual Education.
But we don't have enough ELLs for the dual language to grow it and have it across the district.
Benson says NISD is majority Hispanic, but only 7% are English language learners. So the district can't meet the demand for the program, demand which she says is coming from English-speaking families. For now, the district is still seeing the win-win benefit of the approach.
Our dual language students usually outperform the mainstream English only.
Last year at Passmore, 78% of fourth graders met state writing standards, while 100% of dual language ELLs met the same standard. In Passmore's fifth grade dual language class, it's hard to figure out which students are ELLs while everyone's speaking English. Anaí Reyes says she hardly spoke any English when she started.
Since pre-K, I've been in dual language.
As far as the Spanish language learners, they aren't like fully carrying on conversations with each other in both languages, but they're following along. At least in this class, a lot of the students seem to get that they're lucky to be in the program. Plus,
people that know two languages get paid more.
A favorite fact of many of the students who do get the opportunity to participate in dual language learning. Virginia Alvino, Texas Public Radio News.